Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, clarity seekers. Dylan Brooks here, your guide to navigating this crazy world with a little more focus and a whole lot less stress. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind is a jumbled mess of to-do lists, worries, and distractions? You know that feeling when you just want to hit the pause button and take a deep breath? Well, today we're diving into something crucial. Self-care. No, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. I'm talking about prioritizing your mental well-being because let's be real, a healthy mind is the foundation for a happy and productive life. So, what does self-care actually look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, it's about acknowledging your limits. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Learning to say no, whether it's to extra commitments or even just a conversation you don't have the energy for, is essential. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep driving your car without checking the fuel gauge, would you? Your mental health needs the same kind of attention. Second, make time for activities that recharge you. What truly makes you happy? Reading, hiking, listening to music, painting, whatever it is, schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. It's not a luxury, it's an investment in your well-being. Remember that feeling of pure joy after finishing a good book or getting lost in a creative project. That's what we're aiming for. Third, cultivate healthy habits. This means prioritizing sleep, eating nutritious foods, and moving your body regularly. It sounds simple, but these small steps have a huge impact on your mental state. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, would you? Treat your body with the same respect. Fourth, connect with people who uplift you. Surrounding yourself with positive and supportive individuals can make a world of difference. Remember those friends who always make you laugh, or that family member who listens without judgment. They're your anchors in the storm. Cherish those connections. And finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help when needed. Just like you wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor for a physical ailment, there's no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor for support with your mental health. It takes courage to ask for help, but it's often the most empowering thing you can do. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur who constantly juggles deadlines, meetings, and client calls. She pushes herself relentlessly, fueled by coffee and sheer willpower. But lately, she's feeling drained, anxious, and even a bit resentful. Sounds familiar? She knows something has to change but doesn't know where to start. So, Sarah decides to take a few small steps. She sets boundaries with work calls after 7 p.m., schedules weekly walks in nature, and reconnects with her old yoga instructor. Slowly but surely, she feels the tension easing, her mind clearing, and her energy returning. She rediscovers joy in simple things, a good cup of tea, a meaningful conversation, and the feeling of fresh air on her skin. See? Self-care isn't about indulging. It's about investing in yourself, your happiness, and ultimately, your success. It's about learning to listen to your body and mind, setting healthy boundaries, and making time for what truly nourishes you. Remember, clarity seekers, taking care of your mental well-being is not a luxury, it's a necessity. So, go ahead, prioritize yourself. Schedule that massage, take a walk in the park, or simply enjoy a quiet moment with a good book. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below and let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Clarity First so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for a more focused and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.